Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Mishnah Vav says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Karka base rova chayev bepeah. A field the size of a base rova is obligated in peah, and we will see how big a plot of land that is. Rabbi Yeshua Omer haoses sasayim. Rabbi Yeshua says it has to yield sasayim, and again, we'll see how big that is. Rabbi Tofan Omer, shisha al shisha tvachim. Rabbi Tarfan says it has to be 6 handbreadths by 6 handbreadths square. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, kdei liksor velishnos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says it has to be large enough to reap and return. V'halacha kedevarav, and that is, in fact, the halacha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, karka kol shehu chayev bepeah. Rabbi Akiva says that land of any size is obligated in peah, ubabikurim, and in first fruits, velichtovel of prizbol, and for writing a prizbol, which we'll see what that is if you don't know, veliknosimo nechasav, she'en lehem achrayas, bekesef ubishtar ubechazaka, and to acquire with them property that doesn't have security with money, a document, and acquisition. And again, we will explain. Okay, let's look in the Barton Uro. Karka base rova. The land has to be the size of a base rova. Makam shuroi lizroa bo rova hakav. So it has to be a piece of land that's suitable for planting a quarter of a kav. So a rova is a quarter, so 1/4 of a kav, which is a measure. Upeshu bo shehu eser amos umechsa al eser amos bekeruv. And it's approximately 10.5 amos by 10 amos. So that would be the size of a base rova. Haose sasayim. The next opinion is that it has to yield sasayim. Rabbi Yeshua, lo azil basar zuria. Rabbi Yeshua isn't going after how much you can plant. Ela karka hamotziim sasayim shehen yudbeis kavin. He's saying that the yield of the piece of land has to be 12 kavin of produce. And a quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Ulefi seder mishnasenu, ko echad poches vaholech mishir harishon. The order of our Mishnah is that every opinion is smaller than the opinion before. Ubizman ha-Mishnah ha-Veshmina ara tova tfei mibiyamei Rabbi Yochanan. And in the days of the Mishnah, the land was better than it was in the days of Rabbi Yochanan, da'ama arba sa'in likor, who says that it's 4 sa'in to a kor, which is in Bava Metzia. Basically, the Mishnah here seems to be inconsistent, if you look in the Gemara and Bava Metzia, as far as the size of the plot of land that this would be. So they're explaining that the land was more fertile and it produced more. So really, this is decreasing sizes of land, despite what changes may have occurred in the yield of produce in later days. Let's continue. Liksor velishnos, to be able to reap and return. Derech hakotzrim ochez malekapo min hakama v'kotzer. The way of a harvester or reaper is to grab a handful from the standing grain and to reap it, as it says in Tehillim, Shalom Malei Kapo Kotzer. So it's again bringing a biblical verse to support the process of reaping. V'im yesh b'kama kidei limlos kapo shnei pa'amim. And if there is enough in the standing produce to fill his hands and then return and do it again, chayevis b'peah, then you need to have peah. Karka kol shehu chayevis bepeah, a plot of land of any size is obligated in peah. Desfirale peah sadcha kol shehu mashma, because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that when the Torah says peah of your land, that is implying any size land. Upaligal kuhu, and he disagrees with everyone previously in the Mishnah. And then Rabbi Akiva gives us a whole bunch of other things that any size land will do, and one of them is it's obligated in bikurim. Ubabikurim, first fruits, dechsiv behu admasecha, because it says your land, v'hani mili bebekurei chita usaora. This is talking, however, about first fruits of wheat and barley. Av ababikurim shal ilan, eno chayev ela imkein yesh lo karka shesh esrei amos saviv la ilan. Trees are not obligated in first fruits unless there's 16 amos around the tree. So you need land around the tree, not just a tree. V'lichtov alav prizbol, and to write a prizbol on it. What's a prizbol? Hillel tikein prizbol. Hillel instituted the prizbol. Kishara shahaya nimnoim milhavos l'aniyim mimnesha hashviyas shemesh metes hachov. The Torah says that when the sabbatical year comes, when Shemitah comes, debts are canceled. The problem is A lot of people wouldn't lend to poor people because Shemitah is coming and they don't want their debts to be canceled. Tikin Shehe Moser Shtarosav LeBeisdin. So he instituted that people should be able to turn their debts over to Beis Din. V'kosev Moser Ani Lachem Ploni V'Ploni Hadayanim Kochov Sheyeshli She'egnevu Kolzman She'eretza. So that way, Beis Din would be able to collect these debts whenever the lender wanted. So he transferred the debts, and that made them eligible to be recouped. When he had this document, then Shvius would not cancel the loan. V'davka kishyesh karka koldehu lelove, the az chashuv k'ilu hachov gaboy kfar biad bezdin. V'sulo karinan be lo yigosh, v'chashvinan lekarka kolshehu k'ilu shave kol hachov. So the borrower had to have some land that was considered as a security for the loan, in which case the debt would not be canceled. And any amount of land is considered as if it is sufficient to pay off the debt, even if in reality it's not. For the purpose of the principle, if the borrower owned any land, then the debt was considered already held in security by the Beis Din on behalf of the lender. V'liknos imo nechasim she'en lehem achrayus, to acquire objects that don't have surety. De metaltalin naknin aga karka bekesef b'shtar u'b'chazaka detana b'parak kama de kedushin v'sham mefurash. So this is talking about movable objects, not real estate, which is taught incidental to our discussion of land, which is acquired with money and a document and by taking possession. And this is all explained in the first chapter of Maseches Kedushin. So if you want to know more about it, the Bar Nora refers you over there. Mishnah Zion. Hakosev Nachasav Shchiv Mera. Someone who gives away all of his possessions because he's on his deathbed. Shir Karka Kol Shehu. If he keeps any land for himself, Matnaso Matana, then his gift is a gift. It stands, even if he gets better. Lo Shir Karka Kol Shehu, Ein Matnaso Matana. But if he gives everything away, gives away all his land, then if he gets better, his gift does not hold up. Hakosev nechasav lebanav, v'kasav leishto karka kol shehu. If someone gives his property to his sons, because he expects to die, and he writes his wife a portion of land of any amount, ivda ksubasa, she forfeits the value of her ksuba, of her marital contract, which she would receive upon his death. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in kibla aleha, afal pi shelo kasav la, ibda ksubasa. If she accepted the terms, even though he didn't write her anything, she still loses the ksuba. Let us look in the Bartonuro. Shchiv Mera, someone who's on his deathbed. Hashochev al mitaso, machmas chole, someone who's bedridden because of a sickness. Shir karka kol shehu, if he keeps any land for himself. Kohani shir karka kol shehu detana b'misnisin mikan va'ad sof parkinan lav dafka karka. We're going to have a few more mishnayos, and they're all going to talk about someone giving away land, and it's not only land. Dehu hadin matatlin kol shehu. It also has to do with any property he would have. If all he owns is a cup, then the same law would apply to his cup. Ela idi detana reisha gabe peya ubikorim upruzbo karka kol shehu. But since the previous mishnah talks about peya, first fruits, prusbel, so for that reference it talks about having any amount of land. Tana b'chol hanach nami karka kol shehu. So it's continuing with the parallel language, talking about any amount of land. But we're not limited to real estate. This is also true with movable property. So if he gives away his land, but he keeps some for himself, then he gets better. Matnaso kayemis. The gift stands. Im kanu miyado al hamatana af al pi sha'amad mechalav eino yachal lachzerbo. If they received it from him, if he didn't just say, I'm going to give it to you, but if they actually took possession of the property, then even if he gets better, he can't retract. Ho v'shir la'atzmo kol shehu, gali da'atei t'lav machmas misa kasav hamatana. Since he kept some for himself, it's evident that it wasn't because he thought he was going to die. Because you can't take it with you, there would be no reason for him to keep property if he's giving it all away. Lo shir karka kol shehu, but if he does give it all away, he keeps nothing for himself. La'atzmo, for himself. Mestama lo shvik inish nafshe artilai. Someone's not going to leave himself with nothing. He's not going to divest himself of absolutely everything, be a pauper. V'imlo shahaya choshe vaday shiyamos. If he didn't think he was certainly going to die, lo hiya nosin kol nechasav. He wouldn't give all his property away. Hilkach im amed chazer vafilu kanu miyado. Therefore, if he gets better, he can retract the gift, even if they already took possession of it. V'kasav leishto karka kol shehu avdak subasa. If he wrote his wife a portion of the property, then she forfeits her ksuba. B'shchiv mira mayrit, still talking about someone who's on his deathbed. Shemachalik nachasav labanav, he's dividing up his property to his sons. B'kasav leishto chelek ben habanim, and he gives his wife a portion among the sons. V'shma ihi, v'shatka v'lo amra ksubasi anigova. So she hears this and she doesn't object. She doesn't say, hey, what about my ksuba? You know, you got to pay me that. Okiyotse bezeo, she doesn't say some similar objection of the ksubasa. She loses the ksuba because it's evident that she agrees with the new terms. Rabbi Yossi omer im kiblo leha. Rabbi Yossi says if she accepted, shetehe shutefes bein habanim, to be a partner among the sons. Afiu lo kanu miyada v'hu lo tziva shiichtov kach bifneha of the ksubasa v'shuv enu yechol lachzer bo. Same thing, if she agrees to be a partner, even if he hasn't distributed anything to her, then she's given up her claim on the ksuba, and she cannot retract. But the women in the audience will be pleased to know, v'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi in this. That takes us to the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, when we will continue with Mishnah Ches, and then we will begin Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph.